2 o'clock, we joined Dr. Lucille Bloomberg now. She's from the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. And we're looking at the plague, this outbreak that we're seeing in Madagascar. Good afternoon, Dr. Bloomberg. It's a pleasure to have you.
Good afternoon.
We've been getting reports over the past couple of weeks about the status of this outbreak in Madagascar, hearing about the number of deaths that have been caused and, of course, the suspected cases of the plague. And even certain reports saying that countries like South Africa, Mozambique and a few others in the region need to be on high alert. Madagascar has had these occurrences over the years. So do you think there's great cause for concern?
So as you mentioned, in fact, they have an annual plague season. Generally, it's in the Central Plateau. It's usually bubonic plague. And it's, it comes and it goes. This year is a little different.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little earlier. It spread into the cities, and they've had pneumonic plague, which is much more infectious. So I think that has raised the concern, and there was the initial warning for countries in the region to be on the alert sent out by the WHO.
Yes, and the WHO spokesperson, in fact, in an interview, was somewhat, the irritation was palpable in his voice because he was getting some really sensational questions on the plague, suggesting that there's, people are eager to turn this into some kind of crisis. So what do you think it's warranted, or that it's really something that the authorities have a good handle on?
So I think people have sensationalized it. First of all, people read about the Black Plague in the Middle Ages, which killed millions of people across the world. I think plague is a very different disease now. We have very effective antibiotics that are easily available. So it is a treatable disease. Most of the cases are bubonic plague, swelling in the groin, some fever, and that responds very well to drugs even such as doxycycline, commonly available. In terms of the status of the outbreak now, in fact, the numbers are coming down. Many of the districts affected have not reported cases in the last 2 or 3 weeks. So I think we're seeing the downturn.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been no cases from Madagascar exported to countries in the region. So the WHO, in fact, have moderated their initial high alert to one that be vigilant and just be aware.
Right.
I think 4 months into the outbreak and now the downturn, we haven't seen any cases. We need to be vigilant. But yes, no travel and trade restrictions to Madagascar. I think we need to put it in perspective.
Absolutely. Emil, you're calling from Kempton Park. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon to you both.
Yes.
I'm going next week, next Thursday.
Mm-hmm. To Madagascar.
Madagascar. Mm. I believe that it's not a bubonic anymore, it's a pneumonic. Does that make a difference?
So there's cases of bubonic plague, there were also cases of pneumonic plague. Both of them occur in plague outbreaks, as a rule. You do get both.
Yes.
There are no, I think, risks to tourists, travelers, would be low. The cases are coming down now. I think to take some reasonable precautions. Fleas are important in transmission, especially for bubonic plague, so use some insecticide repellents, apply it to exposed areas, avoid crowded places, and most importantly, take some precautions against malaria. Take malaria prophylaxis, make sure your insect repellents applied in the evenings to protect against mosquito bites.
Yeah.
That is an important infection, and you don't want confusion with plague, which I think very low risk with malaria.
Are the symptoms the same for pneumonic and bubonic?
So bubonic, you would get fever, swelling in the groin. Pneumonic, there would be a fever, cough, and quite rapid development of increase in respiratory rate and a pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
But the most common cause of fever in travelers from Madagascar is malaria.
Right. Emil, all of the best.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So let's just go back to one of the, just for further clarity with what you mentioned earlier on. So fever and swelling of the groin is bubonic.
Yes.
And then you've just also given us a description of pneumonic and the malaria question. So you are precautionary. Is it easy to misdiagnose?
I don't want to confuse people,
yeah.
But there is confusion when somebody presents with fever and they've traveled to an area where there is malaria. that now there's a plague outbreak. Mm-hmm. Chances of getting pneumonia, of getting malaria are much higher. So you can prevent that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the chances of getting plague would be very low for travelers.
And all you have to do is just use the regular insect repellent. You mentioned also avoiding crowded places.
Yeah. I think that would be reasonable.
Yeah. So what are the screenings?
I think the chances are really low.
Mm-hmm.
There is screening on exit for mm-hmm. travelers looking for fever, looking for symptoms. And in fact, there have been no cases exported to countries
so
in the region.
Yeah.
I think that's really important to note.
Mm. And Madagascar is in our region. What would you say for the way in which they've handled this?
Well, I think they've done well. They have a number of partners who've been part of the response. Through the Institute Pasteur, they've had a long-standing laboratory with a lot of experience in plague diagnostics.
Mm-hmm.
They've handled an annual plague season, so there's quite a lot of experience. What happened this year was seemingly somebody traveled from the plateau who had pneumonic plague, went to the capital, and then spread pneumonic plague to some people in the capital. So it became pneumonic.
Yes.
So it was a slightly different kind of pattern.
Yeah.
But it's unusual.
Yes. One of the authorities was saying that it's a disease of animals, and it has a reservoir in wild rodents, meaning that it circulates
yes.
naturally in
yes.
those populations without us necessarily even being aware of it. We
yes.
only become aware when a human being becomes infected.
Yeah, so that's absolutely correct. There mm-hmm. is a cycle in rodents, and then transmission to humans is through fleas.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a natural cycle, particularly in Madagascar and a number of other countries in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And it can spill over into humans from time to time, and that's what they see every year in Madagascar. This is a slightly bigger...
Yes. So are the deaths then due... The numbers of deaths, are they due to late diagnosis?
So pneumonic plague is quite rapidly progressive. Bubonic plague is perhaps slower and the death rate is much lower.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really about accessing treatment quickly.
Mm.
And I think depending on where you are, there are a lot of rural populations. I think medical care might be in some regions not quite as accessible
mm-hmm.
as we might know it. But it's easily treatable. The bacteria has not changed in any way. There's been no mutations. And there's been no change in its response to antibiotics.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for the conversation, Dr. Bloomberg.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
From the National Institute for Communicable Diseases, Dr. Lucille Bloomberg. It is a huge, we're getting into travel season, and Madagascar is a beautiful country, very rich in culture, in heritage, especially even the landscapes. You hear wonderful things about it. It is that season when maybe people will be traveling, just like Emil, on holiday, and it's good to take note of these things. But as you've just heard, it's on its way down, and there's absolutely no cause for concern.